Hey guys, I'm Ricardo Powell. Welcome to the 124 Not Out video podcast, and I'm joined by my co-host as usual, aka Legend Agent, Baja Powell. What's up, Queen?
I'm good, King. I'm excited. Today is a special day. You know, I'm always living in gratitude, you know, but it's somebody that I'm excited to talk to today. Especially as like how I went searching for this person. I've been asking you about this person for like a year. And today he's about to come on air. I'm excited. He's my countryman. Really excited. I think I'm giving him all the hits. But before we get into that, our special guest, you know, we have to kind of respond because we got to pay them bills.
Of course.
All right. So this episode is brought to you by Fence Trinidad Tobago. Don't forget, you can get all your furniture and appliances from abroad for your family members in Trinidad Tobago from Fence. So thank you, Fence.
Looking good, Fence.
Yeah. And don't forget to follow us on at 124 Not Out. This show can be streamed on our website, 124notout.com, and our YouTube channel. Subscribe at 124. And you can see it on BashaTV.com, RicardoParkerAcademy.com. Okay, we're good.
All over the place.
Tell us. What are we talking about?
Let's go. So today, as you said, it's just a special day. It's a very, very, probably to me, one of the most in-depth topic that we're going to touch on today. Cricket and spirituality. It's a very special topic, and the person that is here to discuss that with us today is somebody who I have admired, one of the top all-rounders in white ball cricket, somebody who have followed his career from a very early age, seeing him blossom to the highest level. We're going to welcome someone who played over 160 T20, played IPL, CPL, have won championship for TKR, Trinbago Knight Riders, the man himself, Kevin Cooper. Welcome. Good morning.
Nice
welcome to the 124 Not Out video podcast.
Thanks. It's been a while. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while. We went hiding. Let's get into it, okay? I'm starting off with this time because, you know, we have a lot of things to talk about and a lot of questions. You took a sabbatical from the game. However, the game has missed you, so welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're still fit. You're one of the best all-rounders this game has ever seen, and I stand on that. You are at the peak of your career, and you walked away. Dave Chappelle you walked away at the peak of your game. Why did you walk away from the game at such a tender age? Because you're still a young tender,
really. I think my last competitive game was the last time TKR win in, what's that? Not the last time they win, the last time we win at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that was, 2019 or something like that?
Yeah, just the other day.
And, I mean, you know, it had a lot of differences, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody have their own opinion. And
yeah,
I just feel like it was a bit too much, you know. People still see me and ask, "But you're still young, you're still 35, why you're not playing, you're still fit, you're still, you know, active, you know what I mean?" But I think I made peace with myself with the decision, you know what I mean? I still think that I had more to offer. But again, some people think differently, and I respect everybody's decision, but I mean, I'm in a good place and I'm happy to be back here, you know. Especially, you know, he's a young boy in Queen's Park, so it's always good to be here. When you, your parents, I know them from Trin City. Every time you walk in, going myself and Lionel going to the park.
Yeah.
I'd really always be outside, you know, we stop each other. So, I mean, it's good after 5 years, you know, and I was out of it for a little while, but it's good to be back.
Well, welcome back. And we're glad to have you back, especially in this agency.
Yeah. And as we get into the topic, Coops, in terms of just cricket and spirituality, I mean, sometimes when you make this decision in terms of to walk away from the game, I mean, cricket sometimes can take a toll. And the environment that you play in sometimes is not necessarily the best. We always have disagreements with people who we might play with. You know, you can't get along with every teammate. But you are one of the few players that I know who have the ability that you have in terms of bat, bowl, feel at the same level. Like, your all-round skill is something that is different. And I want to ask you here right now, I probably never asked you this before, but in terms of your natural ability, is it God-given, or did you really work hard to be this player that you are, or was it God-given?
I think it was God-given. I think if it was not, probably I might still be playing, even working harder, but for me, it was just natural. I could play football. I come from a football background. You know, my brother played in the MLS. My other brother played football at a decent level, and yeah. I play football too. So sports for me was just natural, you know what I mean? Sooner than I rang dad, had a big part to play in my career, taking me to Queen's Park. Mm-hmm. But as I said, for me, it was just natural. Anything I do on the field was just natural.
Yeah.
Wow. You're gifted.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a quick question for both of you all as international cricketers. Because a lot of people take this for granted. They think that everybody who play the game, they're just natural. Like yours truly, Mike King, he is just a natural fielder. This man has been flying all over the place at 40, you know. and there are people who are natural. So do you think that the people who have the natural gift of as athletes take it for granted? More than they once who have to work a lot harder, and you all just take that gift for granted until one day you kind of realize that, hey, you know, there's a gift I have. Not everybody could do this, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think most of the players who are naturally gifted take it for granted that, you know, you could just turn up on the park and everything going to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
And you see, for instance, like Sunil, you know what I mean? He's gifted, but he's somebody who I see put in plenty work on his batting. You know, he have all the bats. You know what I mean? For a guy who does bowl, to a guy who, I mean, MVP in the IPL, that shows that, you know, the hard work and dedication always pays off. So, you see it with footballers, you see it with everybody. People with natural ability just feel like, you know, we don't need to do enough. You know? Ability will just take us there. But especially in today's sport, talent is just 10%, you know what I mean? You know, everything else is hard work and dedication to be where you really want to be.
Yeah, nice. As I said, it will take you there, but it will not keep
exactly.
you there.
Exactly, it will take you so far, but if you want to go that extra mile, you know, you have to put in the work and put in the time.
Yeah, regardless of whether it's God-given or not.
Yes.
That's where man have to do their work.
Yeah, and that's something in terms of, especially growing up in the Caribbean, in terms of that work ethic, it was something that was never really instilled in a lot of us. Yes, we love the sports, we play hard, we know naturally we are God-given, that God-given talent is in most of us. And you see it in the way we play, you see it in not only in cricket, but you see it in football and all these other sports. And I think because of the lack of professionalism most times in the Caribbean in terms of the way we play sports, there's no real structure. So our natural talent will get us there. And then when we either play for the West Indies, which most times your natural talent gets you into West Indies and sometimes keep you there because the professional setup of West Indies cricket back then, and probably even sometime now to a lesser extent, where you're still that natural talent, the way West Indian play cricket is always different. But the greats, as I said, like the Brian Lara, the Sachin Tendulkar in cricket, and the Michael Jordans and all these other guys in their other sports, you see it as well, where they're talented, but that extra hard work on top of that makes you great.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So if it is that we as players and athletes can really focus on the natural talent plus the hard work, you will have way more greater athletes in the world than just guys who are average or who have just done enough. And Kev, you are one of those guys in terms of your spirituality and the way you grew up in Trinidad. As I said, you used to come to Queen's Park, you used to train, and then you have to go all the way back in the East and stuff like that. But the journey in terms of getting to international cricket and really playing the highest level of franchise cricket, your spirituality and that journey, how difficult was it for you to really stay focused in terms of whether you're praying for something and wanting it to come true and going day in, day out and realize, okay, today, boy, I'm not really feeling like I can't make it today. How was it in terms of your spiritual journey that kept you going?
I mean, sometimes we face challenges. It was difficult at times, you know what I mean? and I was lucky enough to start my career at a young age. And it happened very quickly, you know what I mean?
From
watching IPL on TV to being in IPL probably a year later or something like that. So, I mean, it was plenty, you know what I mean? It was a lot of attention, everything keep coming, you know, people saying, hey, there's the next all-round that they play for West Indies. But, I mean, as I said, lucky enough, I had, like, grown up playing with Pollard and Bravo and all these guys, so I always had experienced players around. But a young boy coming from Arima, going into Port of Spain, you don't know how to travel, you don't know where you're going, you know.
Really? You did not know.
You're going to Port of Spain, you had to... So you had to travel with your big bag.
Yeah.
Then you had to pay a maxi to get, what, two seats you had to pay for because the driver not going to take you because you're going to sit down next to somebody.
Yeah. But, I mean, can relate to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can relate to that one.
But, you know, the belief was always there. Sometimes we need that extra push and that support, you know what I mean? And if you don't really have that support, you know what I mean, it could be, you know, a toll on you. So, now I'm more, you know what I mean, into, you know, praying a little more and giving thanks to the Lord and knowing that, you know, nothing is not possible without him, you know what I mean? Because sometimes when we all caught up in playing and the hype, you know, we forget the little things and we need to study the bigger picture. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't say wind back the clock, but you know what I mean, you know, age bring reasoning and
you're so learning. You weren't as spiritual in your earlier years as you are now. That's what
exactly.
Yeah. All of us. every reason. Yeah.
Yep.
So let me ask you, what are you looking forward to most in the game now that you are coming back to the game that you love so much? What are you looking forward to
the most? Well, coming back is always exciting. I mean, I didn't play in a little while, but let's play a little cricket here in New York. And I still have it. It's not like it's gone, but...
you've never lost it.
For me, it's, you know what I mean? It's something that I grew up on and something that I love plenty. And, I mean, it was hard to walk away from the game. But having said that, excited. You know what I mean? This new challenge and this new beginning. You know, all these legends league all around the world playing on. So, you know, it's good to be part of it if I get the opportunity to be. And
what do you mean, come on now, you're so humble and polite.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, again, I'm still young, only 35, and still, I think I still have a bit to offer, you know.
I think you should start telling people your age, right? Because I have given you a Pakistani age of 30. Ladies and gentlemen,
found his birth certificate.
but especially T20 cricket, it brings a joy, you know, it's a game that you feel like you just go out and express yourself, you know what I mean? I never played test cricket, I never played I played one or two 4-day games with China, and I didn't play no one days. T20 cricket is something like
Let us try and relive. I mean, there was a particular game that I can remember like yesterday. And I mean, for you now coming back in terms of reliving this moment, that final that you made, I think 28 of 13 balls.
Wow.
To really steal that I think it was TKR's second CPL championship. Yeah. In the final, you made 28 of 13 balls to really seal that game. You all won by, I think, 6 balls to spare when things were looking kind of dim. And to me, that's the kind of ability that you have as an all-rounder. Like, you know, you have a player in your team and you can rely on them with the ball. You're bowling the depth or whatever. And then some of them you can rely the last, you know, 10, 15 balls to come and give you a quick 35 or 40, like Andre Russell or these guys. But Kevin, you have that ability where you can do both. You can do both with the bat and ball. And not to mention in the field. You're like one of those super athletes where, as I said, and as I said, it's not too late to be coming back now to be able to come back into the game where T20 is even bigger than when you played 5 years ago. That's supposed to bring back memories and really like trigger you. I mean, as a cricketer, you can get drained and you can sometimes feel frustrated and walk away from the game. But if it's in your blood, there's something that's always going to just ramp it up and say, hey, it's time to get back out there. And I'm sure you're at that place now.
Of course.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing you back on the field. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to
play with you
because I am now coming down to the back end of my
life. You've 5 years now too, so come. You're 45 years old, so come on.
Can you relive that game for us a little bit? Because that was one of those special moments for you as a player.
Yeah, I think that game will always be special in terms of not only winning, but the build up to the final and even the build up to the whole CPS. Because if you can recall, I played the first cup. I played the first couple of games, and then somewhere along in the middle, I didn't play. I didn't play like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
When we went to, I think I had a hamstring injury, and then we went to St. Lucia, and then we went to Guyana. Mm-hmm. And then Brav was like, I don't want to risk you. I want you to be ready for the business end of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I was ready to play, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it was out for 2 games, and then I didn't play like 4 games.
Yeah.
And then we went to Guyana, and I think we lost to Guyana. And I think I scored 20-something or 30-something in that game. And I was like, nobody has gained a chance to play. I had to play this remainder of these games. So, I mean, winning was, if you can see, I was kind of emotional in that game, you know what I mean?
Because
it was so much happening in and around, you know. So yes, it's something that, you know, I look back, you know, I mean, having Ramdin on the next end and talking to Ramdin and saying, hey, don't worry, we'll win this game. And even watching, you know, I mean, people was already leaving the stadium. People are saying that we already lost, you know what I mean? Because we're under pressure. So I mean, that game will always, you know, I mean, stick with me and show me that what I was capable of doing, you know.
Because,
I mean, when you're in a team and you're playing with Bravo and Brendan McCollum and all these men, you're always under the radar. So my thing was always, you know, to compete with them in the right way. You know, so if Bravo get 4 wickets, I want to get 5 wickets.
Right.
If anybody make 30, I want to make 40. So
that was always
me. You know what I mean? Always
the That's the game. That's the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, talking about T20 cricket specifically, I think this is a good segue for us.
Yeah.
It's our next segment. International versus franchise. Now, I mean, obviously, when I have a bias, and I always love, I ask every international cricketer who comes on to this podcast their thoughts on what do you prefer? If you had to do it all over again, would you play international cricket? If you had to do it all over again, would you play franchise cricket? Now, we're literally speaking to a franchise king. You franchise T20 cricket into your DNA. So this is you're a master. They made you master. Right? So what would be your choice? If you had to do it all over again, this is right up your alley.
If I do it all over again, obviously, I'd like to represent West Indies at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think that is everybody's dream or every cricketer's dream to represent West Indies. And that would always be the number one goal. You know, T20 come around and, you know, I mean, you make money, you play with different players, you go to different conditions, you experience different cultures. But for me, representing West Indies would have always been the number one.
Thank you for being
here. After that, you know, anything else gotta take place.
Yeah, that was always the main goal. Growing up,
and Paul, when Paul came back from West Indies, he used to come back and play club cricket for Queen's Park, and we had Fidel Edwards, we had Dwayne Smith.
Yes.
So, I mean, you've seen all these guys playing for West Indies, so you want to play for West Indies too. That's all we know at that time.
Yeah.
And 2020 really get big, and you know what I mean? But, you know, just wearing that color and wearing that hat would have been
a... Well, either way, you all made it. You all made it to the top of your careers, and whether you wore burgundy, but you play IPL. I mean, there are people who play West Indies who wanted anything to play IPL. You know, you're all outstanding. You all made it, but it's interesting that being a franchise king, for you to say, you know, I still, if I had to do it all over again,
yeah,
I would have chosen international first and then franchise. Yeah.
But you know what made that a little bit different, even though you didn't play, what, as you said, wanted to play for West Indies. But you see, CPL, to me, CPL really put a name to a West Indian player playing CPL and doing well at CPL, because it put your name up there. Yes, you might not have played against the Australia or whatever, but in the Caribbean, because that's what most players, that whole pride, where you want to make sure that you're respected in the Caribbean, because you want to make sure that playing for the West Indies, people see you as an international player. But to me, you're just as recognized because you did well in CPL, you did well in IPL, and you're a household name in the Caribbean. And I said, yes, not everybody will play for the West Indies. And at the end of the day, people now, they play international, and the first look is to, okay, I play for West Indies, I have a couple games on my belt. Now it's time to go to franchise. And in our journey and life, not all the time, the part that we think is for us, is just for us. And it is something that I have, you know, come to the understanding, and also respect the fact that our road that we're going to walk is always going to be different from somebody else.
But it's true, that.
And it's never, it's
like
never,
today's ever, topic. It's true.
Yeah, it's never ever over in terms of when we think it's over.
Exactly.
It's over when he says it's over.
When he says it's over. Listen, West Indies can still call you, because that's not a concern in the media.
Yeah. So I think it, based on where we are in the show now, it's actually Legend Agent is now the best time to see what his fans want to ask him.
So this is the segment where we call it I'm asking for a fan. So let's see what your fan has to say. A fan who's been missing Kevin Cooper.
Hey, Kevin, you've been away from cricket for some time. Are you excited about coming back?
Okay, hold up. We have a little bit here.
I'm excited. I'm excited. As I said, this is something that I born with. You know what I mean? Even when I wasn't playing, I'd stay up and watch Test cricket. I watch Australia play India. You know, I watch the Ashes, I watch the IPL almost every game. So, I mean, it's something that will just not leave me like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm happy to meet
you
up.
You still love the game?
Of course. Okay. Everything that I have, cricket give it to me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It went for cricket, people would have never know me. You know what I mean? So
I wouldn't know you.
And then, it's good after a couple of years, you guys could find me and say, you know, hey, what are you doing? Come, you know what I mean? You need to start.
I want you to tell people.
I think it was Riyad had reached out to me sometime. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Ricardo asked me for you. I was like, all right, no problem. Give Ricardo my number. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. And I think on Instagram, one of you guys messaged me on Instagram, and I was like, this is my number, give me a call.
Yeah.
And he was like, be looking for you about 2 years now. You in the US, be looking for you about 2 years now, we can't find you. I mean, how I look at it is that everything happened for a reason. You know, sometimes things happen in life that, you know, we wish was differently, but the man above have plans, and we can't change that.
It's all God's plan.
Exactly. Me meeting you guys again was just written, you know. Nobody mm-hmm. could stop it, you know. Coming back to play cricket is just another story, another chapter in the book. So
yeah,
you know, sometimes we try to dwell on things in the past, but I just try to be positive and move forward and say, you know, everything happened for a reason, you know.
Everything, the good and the bad, you know. The trials come to make you strong, you know. The storms don't last long. A lot of us, myself included, we feel that when God gave us this dream is going to work smooth because God gave us this dream. No, he will give us the fortitude, the strength, the everything that we need to maneuver the challenges that also come with the dream. Exactly. You know, when we started 124, newsflash, everything's not perfect over 124. You know, there's so many challenges. I mean, cricket is like football is a mafia business and come in the agency world. And sometimes I just want a ball. I literally want a ball. But you know what I look at? Even after I cry and record, I will tell you, but with some stupidness, I don't want to give it up.
Nah, do with it. Do with it.
I want to do this. I'm like, mm-hmm. like, you still want to do this? Yeah. And that's life. Like, whatever. You know, I think I'm a great Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. You know, he would tell you his approach to the game. Mm-hmm. Like, he want to go harder than you. You think Kobe didn't have disappointments? You think LeBron James all have disappointments? Everybody. But it's just, you have to have something that lights that you're born with that leads you to this game, to your purpose. You just have to find a way to keep that light flickering.
Yeah, I think based on not only maturity but based on experience, your next chapter is always better than the one before.
Amen, Paul.
you know there are a lot of things that you look at behind you and you're like,
yeah,
you know, at a different stage, and 5 years down the road again, you're gonna look back and like, shit, I was here, but this is better, and this is I'm growing, and I'm mm-hmm. different, and I'm. Yeah. I think that's what life is about.
Exactly, because you learn from them, you end up in the same position, you know how to deal with it. No, you know what I mean.
You know, it's the saying that this popular personality in America has. I think it's Bevy Smith. She says it gets greater later.
Yep.
That's greater later. And speaking of greater later, that's what's up with our next segment. That's what's up.
Stop.
That's what's up. But I want to talk about greater later. Now, did you ever think that you as a young cricketer, I mean, and you're still a young tender brownie, but in your younger years, did you ever think that you would hear a thing that where cricketers can retire and then go back and make more money for the same money or be in great demand and play cricket?
Less stress.
You know, play cricket all day. Did you ever think this would be a thing?
Never.
That's how you know there's a God.
Never.
And
ever.
He is the one who determines.
But you see, the game now, the game is at a different level now. Even 5 years or 7 years when I used to play, it's mm-hmm. still T20, but the game has evolved so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In terms of sponsorship, marketing, everything is about marketing.
Everything
is happening in India. They're taking the game to a different level. You know what I mean?
God bless India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So back then, I never thought we'd have retiree leagues and all these leagues all about the place, you know? But mm-hmm. I mean, it's good that, you know, players could still earn some kind of money and still have fun, travel mm-hmm. the world with their families and stuff.
Correct. It's still good. Be able to maintain, there's so much different avenues now for cricketers.
You can imagine next 10, 15 years down the road.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And we all will be right here watching and doing it and keeping up with them guys. Stay fit, stay ready, stay fit.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Most important.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And we have to really thank for the most part, you know, the Indians who continue to push this great game, and they love the West Indians. You know, these guys are so, they adore West Indian cricket, especially those of you who perform against India or played in India. They're always there trying to support keeping the cricket alive, and And God for T20 cricket, because that's the game changer cricket. And that's where you are the king at, you know? So as much as you may have wanted to play more test cricket, Ricardo included, I mean, test cricket is for retirees. How about that?
Yeah, but I mean, the Indians, like, I used to go, the Nets in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go there, the owner was like, come and play some cricket with me. Come. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? So they love cricket, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they love the West. We bring something different to the table, you know what I mean? Our style and flair and the way we play the game
Yes. Is
different, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And then West Indies, we have a great history, you know what I mean?
Oh,
something that
beautiful history.
We as West Indian players, we have to carry on that mantle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let that legacy just die out, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of the state West Indies cricket in or was in.
What do you mean was in? Still in? Go ahead. Well,
something that we have to carry on our shoulders, you know what I mean? That is our responsibility as West Indians.
Yeah.
You know, that we remain, you know, demanding around the world. Because mm-hmm. if you look at it, we West Indians was the big players in T20 back in 5 years, 6 years ago. But now, if you look at it now, we hardly have T20 players playing around the world. It's just a few.
Yeah.
When we had players in Australia, we had players all about. So, I mean, I see we have a nice young group of players coming along, and hopefully they could take over that mantle and represent
Chinese
cricket and T20 cricket around the world.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you look at T20 cricket as well, I mean, yes, no matter who you have in the role or in the West Indies, one or knock West T20 cricket, T20 cricket revive West Indies cricket, because in terms of winning those T20 World Cups really has elevated cricket in the Caribbean. Look at CPL.
Correct.
I mean,
CPL.
People like they tune in and they're gearing up for next year CPL or this year.
CPL is the whole movie.
It's just like IPL. I mean, that is what, and you have to be able to change with the times. And what I can say to you, Coops, in terms of cricket in general, like, I was way younger than you when I walk away from West Indies cricket. I was 27. Right? And I didn't know what was ahead of me in terms of cricket by no means.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, where I am today at age 40 plus.
Yeah, only 40.
Understand? it just goes to tell you that, you know, in terms of, again, what is in front of you and what is ahead for cricket, you're going to have T10. You might have even a T6. So we
T5.
Don't know what
T5
is coming. Yeah. It's just the evolution
of the game.
Of the game. And exactly. We have to just stay current and stay playing. At the end of the day, as I said, your part is already directed. What is in front of you is there already. You just have to just stay on that path and everything will just fall into place.
It gets greater later. No, this is so much fun, guys. I mean, to go down memory lane, you know, and as much as we will all sit and have a line, as we like to call it in the Caribbean, that's a hangout, Americans. But and we were back to these crickets, I would say, but we still have a pride inside of us associated with West Indies cricket. Cricket in general and cricket in the Caribbean. Cricket brought us all together as islands. People don't realize that. Like, to the rest of the world, we have one identity. That's West Indies cricket. They don't really understand that I'm a Trinidadian, Coops is a Trinidadian, Ricardo is a Jamaican, Tino Best is a Barbadian, you know, Spice Man is from Grenada. They don't understand that we're not the same people necessarily. Because I will sit with some of my guys. My guy is 124, which is I'm sitting at a table with Sullivan Ben, Tino Bethel, Fidel Edwards, and some others here, and Australians, and they're talking, and I'm an absolute stranger. And they'll be like, but she must be going on over there. No, I don't understand. Anyway, the only country in the Caribbean I understand, the only two countries I understand everything all the dialects say would be Trinidad and Jamaica. I understand Jamaica, and that's not because of my husband, it's because of my professional career. I understand Jamaican patois, verbatim. In fact, I'll give you a story. 3 years ago, there were some Jamaican contractors, you know, doing some reno at a penthouse we had, and they were by talking me in Jamaican patois. Because they assume And there were these guys, and they were also calling me Michelle Obama.
Crazy.
I was like, where Barack? I told her.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, we're not the same people. But yeah. That whole West Indies, that Burgundy, that CPL, that whole umbrella has really, you know, made us some very special people around.
And as players, as players, I mean, I think they will always consider us one when it comes to West Indies cricket, because
yes,
as West Indian players, we all play the same way.
Yeah.
Our style,
yes,
is the same way. So I think that is something that is just built in us, and it's special. Mm-hmm. It's one of a kind. You might be able to see somebody from Australia, mm-hmm, and you can't tell if they're from Australia based on how they play, or New Zealand, or South Africa, or England.
Yeah.
But you can always,
tell about West Indian. That's so true. You know, we have a special style of cricket, and that's amazing.
Yeah, we're different. We just different. We just do things different.
Yeah. Oh, I love my people. Thank you for the nostalgia this morning, too. So it's so nice. I mean, we have a lot more to do together, and I know that you'll be coming back on the show many times ahead of us. We have a lot of cricket to talk, and we have a lot of cricket to play, you know? Can't wait to see you on the field with the likes of Ricardo Powell, Dinesh Ranjan, Linda Simmons, everybody, Ashley Nurse, the list goes on, all our legends and master players. So thank you for coming through this morning. And just thank you for showing up for us and being authentic. That's who you are. I always just remember that broad smile on your face. And I never see a spot. You can say, I'm like, Ricardo, where's Coops? Where's his name? I sent him a message.
Yeah.
I don't know what to hear from his man, but welcome back here.
I mean, everything happens for a reason, man. You know,
we're glad to have you back in the family. You understand? Yep. Thank you, guys. And to our listeners and viewers, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow Kevin Cooper 98, Ricardo L. Powell, and at 124 Natals, our Instagram, Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and stay tuned for more exciting episodes with the 124 Natals video podcast. I want to leave you on one note. Let me tell you something. Money does not bring out the best in you. The best has to be in you for money to bring it out. It's a little bachelor. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Go live your life. Cheers.
Hey. See you later.
Okay.